Welcome in again to Your Life Matters. It's our weekly segment with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. How are things?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you doing over at your end of the world?
Doing pretty good. Plugging along day by day, moving through this month of May and looking forward to today's show. What are we focusing on today?
Well, you know what? As the semester and the school year ends, I thought maybe we'd make a little comment about remote learning and both the challenge and the blessing that it really is.
Okay.
So, you know, I've heard a lot from parents and educators and other adults who work with kids in the educational field. And some of the listeners might know, but I'll remind everybody that I've spent a lot of years. I mean, as a classroom teacher, school social worker, I love education. I love the way you break it down. I love all those different things. And I'm very aware of what it takes to be successful as an educator in the classroom. So, you know, remote learning has been just a wonderful opportunity and challenge because, you know, schools can continue to teach kids ideas and keep them engaged, and their skills don't go backwards. They're not losing any growth. Parents have a new perspective on what's going on, you know, seeing how it works, not how it works in the classroom, but how the curriculum is implemented. And then the schedule gives some flexibility. You know, sometimes you can do it at 10 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon with the same result. But the real challenge, and I'm not sure that everyone who's not in education realizes this, is the incredible impact of the human factor. You know, in order to teach kids, you have to break down the information into skill and knowledge bites. You can't just give it all and say, this is what you're going to, you have to know this. And you have to do it the right size for the development of the kid, for their age, their skills, their knowledge. And we're teaching them to be self-aware in learning, like what works for them and how they relate to other people, how they work together, if they're kind of stepping on somebody else's boundaries. We help them celebrate their personal pride. We help them brush off disappointment because nobody succeeds all the time, and how to start over. And then we watch them share it with their parents. And the very cool thing is they will do so much for people who are not related to them because they don't know all of our own little triggers. That when they take it home and their parents are proud of them, then it's like the teacher's proud and the parent is proud. You might know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, and that's a good point, too. You know, and I like the point you're making about the human element missing. That's where something like Zoom comes in pretty handy because, you can, you know, have your online learning as just you looking at the lecture from the teacher, and it's just like, you know, one person that you're interacting with or watching a tape of. But if it's a live Zoom thing where you can see other faces, that's certainly helping, hopefully, with folks getting through this to be able to have some contact, even if it's just on a computer screen.
Right. And, you know, I think that, like when you can see, whatever platform you use, but when you can see each other and you already have a relationship, you can do a lot of things because kids know what the teacher means when they use a certain tone or make a certain kind of eye contact or a gesture. So I think that, you know, that is a very helpful way of doing remote learning. And again, I want to emphasize if the relationship's already there. Now, in times of pandemic and crises, we sometimes don't have that opportunity to establish it. But here's what happens. Just by sometimes by taking a breath, I could get a classroom's attention. And I wouldn't even know I was doing it. And they would look up. Or as I walked around the room, you could see people shift and refocus or catch my eye. And like when I give them a nod, they would go back to doing whatever they were doing as a group or individually. We do a lot of things physically in the classroom that you can't, like, can't see the whole body. Sometimes I can tell when the kids start shifting in their chair when we're trying to do something that they may not get it, and that's the time for a question. Or somebody asking someone else a question that would lead to the other students' a deeper understanding or, you know, clarification. So it's so important that we really remember that this is great. This is a great opportunity to develop some things. But it's the relationship that teaches kids not only information and skills, but a way of being. They model themselves after other successful adults that they work with and then their parents in order to achieve their life goals educationally. So I just want to say it's a challenge for families and educators. I know it won't be forever. Probably will be intermittent, and that would be not a bad thing. I like our listeners to know that I do provide counseling and support for professional educators, supervision for therapists and school social workers. We work with individuals, couples, families, and I would love to hear from them. If they have a topic, they can call or email. The office number, 630-466-8657. Email Beth Placetta, LCSW, at safeharboril.com. And the website is www.safeharboril.com.
Beth, as always, thanks, and we'll look forward to talking again next week. That's all the time we have on today's show. And again, that website, safeharboril.com. We join you every week at the same time for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.